Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the Old Testament narrative of Esther in a series that we're calling Tightrope right now. And the story is all about seeing the balance between God's sovereignty and our security. Today, we find ourselves in chapter 4, and the question to me that was most obvious from this passage is, why has God placed us where we are? You ever wonder that? You ever ask yourself, how did I get here? Have you ever considered your story and looked back on it, looked back on your life from the perspective of God's sovereignty? Well, I think it's good for us to do. And Esther's story shows us that no matter where we happen to be, that we didn't get here by chance. That through God's sovereignty, we got here on purpose. Just to recap the narrative, Esther has become queen. She was in essentially a kingdom-wide beauty pageant where there were 1,000 very eligible women involved. And out of those thousands of women, she is chosen to replace Vashti as queen. Shortly after she ascends to the throne, her people, the Jews, are threatened with extinction. There's a second-in-command of the kingdom named Haman, and Haman plans to have the Jews eliminated, not knowing that his new queen is Jewish. Now, he doesn't necessarily have something against the Jewish people at large. He is motivated to try to eliminate the Jews out of an anger and rift that he has with Esther's cousin turned parental figure, Mordecai. Mordecai refuses to acknowledge Haman and his position, and he refuses to bow to him when he walks by, even though the king has issued a decree saying as much. And so Haman doesn't just want to get back at Mordecai. He wants to get back at the entire Jewish race. And as these genocidal plans are put in place, Mordecai encourages Esther to go to the king and ask him to intervene. But there's only one problem with this. She hasn't been invited into the king's presence for 30 days. And to go to him uninvited would mean almost certain death. If you went to the king and you weren't invited, the punishment was death. And let's not forget that this is the same king who ousted his last queen because she didn't do what he wanted, right? And so there's this tension where Mordecai offers this advice to Esther to go and risk her life for the sake of her people. And this is where we see that tension between God's sovereignty and our security. And he encourages her with, I think, the most powerful words of the entire narrative. And he says this, "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all of the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will rise up from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this." I love those words. He is encouraging her to take the risk to go to the king, to put her life on the line to save her people. And he tells her that he believes God has brought her to the palace for this very purpose, for such a time as this. It's a powerful thought. And although I think we love this story, we see this truth in Esther's lives, the question is, do we believe this about ourselves? Do we believe that God has been weaving our story together to bring us to this place for this current moment that we find ourselves in? I'm convinced that we need to sit with this truth and allow God to show us that where we are is where he has brought us, and where he has brought us is where he wants to use us. Question is not, are we where God wants us, but are we leveraging where he has us for such a time as this? And are we willing to take the risks that we need to take in order for God to use us in those ways? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you do weave our stories together, that Through your sovereign hand, you are guiding us. Thank you that you have us where you have us for such a time as this, and we pray that you would use us like Esther. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to reveal what he would have you do where he has you for such a time as this.